Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
Comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
And me, Craig Hazel. Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes. Yeah, fantasy football at its best. We've got game week five, is it?
GW5 is in the can.
Right, it's in the can. And the fact that I can't tell you what game week it is will then explain my league position, which we'll go into later.
I was
going to
say, is that your excuse already? We've been on for 10 seconds and that's your excuse.
Yeah. But it's 10 seconds in and we're talking about football, so that is an improvement on some shows. For new listeners, we're going to basically run through over the next hour or so all the things that have happened in your fantasy football week, FPL week. We're going to go through your tweets or your questions or your emails and look forward to the next game week with any tips that we might have and also a little quiz at the end that you can play along with if you can keep up, but we tend not to. But yeah, so FPL-wise, we always start by giving a quick one-word, two-word review on how we've done. What are we saying about game week five?
Not bad. Above average, but the Gaffer Tapes League is a difficult one.
So oh, it is.
We benefited. I had green arrows and everything. You know, except for the Gaffer Tapes League, as usual. But
yeah,
only pros, mate. Do you know what I mean? What do we expect by now?
Yeah.
Well, Ash, how'd you do?
Smashed it.
Is that a lie?
No. I don't even know how my score compares to anybody else. I've gone the full circle. I've been so disheartened that I've come back around the other way and now I'm super confident.
Yeah, there we go.
I got average. Like, the average score was 48 points. So just so we know, game week five, average score, 48. I scored 47. So obviously not a great week.
Mug.
But in our league, it makes me feel like shit.
Yeah, it should do, mate.
Yeah.
I'm certainly looking at you like you're shit.
Exactly.
You know, that's how we feel.
Right.
No, well, I'm joking. Don't be silly. No, it's true, though. It's true, yeah.
47's not a bad score.
No, it's
no, I know. Don't patronise me, guys.
There was some big scores.
You did really well, to. You remembered your login.
You did really good. You're trying, aren't you?
You remembered your login to half your team, so, you know, you did really well.
Yeah.
Did you set your subs bench?
I'm into NFL and shit now. Yeah. Well, we'll run through some of the fixture, the results, and how that affected FPL. Some of the top scorers for the week, whether you had them and whether you're going to get them in or not. First things first, Friday Night Football was back this season.
Friday Night Football! Yeah, a few people forgot, I think.
Yeah,
so, looks of it on Twitter. Love that shit. I mean, we tell them on the podcast. You
yeah,
know,
listen to the podcast. Don't miss the deadline.
Exactly, yeah. Was it a decent game? I didn't watch it.
Chelsea-Liverpool. Yeah, well, Liverpool looked very good, it has to be said. They won 2-1, but Chelsea really didn't start playing until Costa scored the goal. But yeah, they did look very good, and it's a weird one, because apart from that Burnley loss, if they had beaten Burnley instead of losing in the most Liverpool way of Liverpoolsville, then you'd be saying they're title contenders.
Well, exactly. They've beaten Arsenal. They thumped
Leicester.
Leicester, didn't they? Yeah.
They beat Chelsea at the Bridge.
Yeah, which I mean sounds good, but it's definitely not the sort of feat it was a few years ago. But you know,
their next game's mega winnable, isn't it? So they're obviously going to lose that.
Mega winnable. That's the Ash Kernsworth mega winnable of the week. Is that a thing? I don't. Maybe we're.
I know it should be.
Maybe we're trying too hard for things. I don't know.
Mega winnable.
They've got Hull at home. I realised. Yeah, it's true. I haven't been exaggerating much recently.
No,
I turned down my rhetoric.
Yeah, no, you have a little bit. We're going to have to take 5 minutes out to explain what rhetoric means to some people. So,
and to me. Yeah. I just nodded. Yeah, absolutely. He's fantastic. He's been really on form. He's a great player. Johnny Rhetoric. Yeah. Johnny the Metric Rhetoric. Great guy.
I'd love it if you had wrongly used the word.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, no, those goals were very rhetoric, in fairness.
Incredibly rhetoric.
But no, yeah, Liverpool do have Hull at home. Followed by Swansea away, and Swansea are looking ropey. And then it's Liverpool Man U. But Liverpool players are a weird one, aren't they? Because you quite often steer clear of them. Have you got any out of interest? Have you two got any in your squad?
I don't have any. I was looking because I know they've got a decent run. But they, even though the players that are playing, they will then have a game where they don't play at all. But was it Firmino or Mane or one of them didn't play this? Just gone against Chelsea. Was it? I don't know if he was injured or what. It's just. I feel it's too dodgy to put him in.
Yeah, they've definitely got some rotation going on, haven't they?
Yeah. Lallana has scored a couple, but then in between that gets no points because he plays 50 minutes or something.
Even this week, the players that scored from the game, Matey scored. Holding midfielder scored a really good goal, didn't he?
Oh, Rhetoric. Ian Rhetoric.
Yeah.
Or, no.
I can't remember. Was it Henderson?
Yeah. Oh, Henderson. Yeah, absolutely. We got a tweet saying, now that was goal of the month. which was nice.
And then I can't... Who scored the other goal? I can't remember off the top of my head. But I don't think it was...
I don't think it was...
Oh, I can't remember, but...
Who scored the other goal, Craig?
Oh, just where you need me, I don't know. You keep talking. I'll find out.
But anyway, looking at it, I haven't seen the points, but I can't imagine. I remember thinking that the day that the people who scored the points weren't like the all the strikers and that.
It was Dejan Lovren. Just
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so even if you had like Ice Gem Head or any of the others,
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily help you. So I've got another.
And how much is Ice Gem Head on the market these days?
He's talking about your Pokemon Go again. Is that what it is?
No, he hasn't got it anymore. Coutinho, remember when he used to have the ice cream haircut?
The one I will say out of all the Liverpool players, I thought would have the least impact coming into the season, FPL-wise, because he was so erratic for Southampton, and I know that describes the entire Liverpool squad because they've all played there, is Sadio Mane. Because I thought Mane might be a bit of a bit part. He was very, like, a bit of a show pony at Southampton. He turned up one game in four. But he's played, apart from against Burnley when he didn't play at all, interestingly, their worst result, he's played 90 minutes of every game. 87 against Spurs, I tell a lie. But he played 90 minutes against Chelsea, 90 minutes against Leicester. And, you know, his points are quite good. He's on 22 points. And he's looked brilliant when I've seen him. So I think he's the one player at Liverpool that I would consider getting in. But then that comes, he's a £9 million midfielder. And it's tough. It really is tough.
Exactly. Because you're thinking, you know, there is more money to be spent in other areas.
Elsewhere, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Lallana's still, he's just gone up to 7.1 million. And he's on 25 points for the season. That's not bad.
I think people avoided him because he actually was one of the, in the very first podcast of the season, we spoke about him because I'm one of those weird, I'm a fan of his, him and Lamella. I always think they're going to come good, like they're going to turn it around like some sort of abusive husband. I always think they're going to get, he'll get better. But he hasn't. But Lallana, yeah, he's played 90 minutes last three games as well. Started to score a few more points. I don't know. We'll see. I think Mane's more of a goal threat overall, but...
It's tough, man.
He's more expensive and more inconsistent. It's really difficult. So that's why I've stayed away.
Yeah, as well. Yeah, that's it. Mm. But talking brings us nicely onto kind of expensive midfielders where you can spend your money. Hull Arsenal, 4-1 Arsenal at the weekend. And obviously the player that most people usually have in their sides is Alexis Sanchez.
Big Sanch.
Big Sanch. Big Sanch the Panch, So
He's netted a couple, didn't he, the lad? Yeah, I was obviously being an Arsenal fan, very happy with the result. But yeah, I mean, he's just a little bit too expensive now.
Yeah.
He is. If you can afford him in midfield and your two main strikers up front, Aguero and Ibra, then good luck to you. Well, you're a better man than me.
he missed a penalty, otherwise he would have scored some serious points.
Yeah. I didn't see what he finished on, but obviously, yeah, you lose a few points for that, didn't you?
I'm surprised, actually, that he's on 32 points for the season.
Yeah.
So he's actually, although he is like fucking 4 million nearly
that's
more it. Than Cozzola.
Yeah.
And also, Walcott was in team of the week, 7.5 million. Walcott is 28 points for the season, but I just can't bring myself to put Theo Walcott in my side. I don't know why.
I know what you mean. No, never. But if you look, actually, he's played a lot recently. He's got 90 minutes last few games, and he's always that rotation risk players like him and Oxlade-Chamberlain and stuff like that. But he has actually started playing. So now I'm starting to think maybe it is.
Have they played him as striker?
I think he was just off.
Well, the beautiful haired Giroud really hasn't done much for us yet this season, has he? So
No.
But he is just so lovely to look at.
But also, Xhaka scored, and then he scored last night as well, didn't he?
But he is like, I know he is not a goal scoring player, Xhaka.
No,
he's not, I know,
and that was ringing in my mind, you saying that, when he scored at the weekend and then scored last night. I was thinking, I tell you what, if he does start somehow banging him in, then he might be worth a shout because he's quite cheap. But he is very defensive, so I don't know.
I don't think he's an option really, but
no.
Again, at least his value's gone down. Because a few people picked him, you know, people pick older midfielders and we said not to.
Yeah.
So he's gone down.
Making it out like we told everyone not to do it. That's why
every person I see has Darren Fletcher in their squad and I'm yet to understand why.
Yeah, I got rid of him to be fair. I always had Fletcher, but...
Yeah, he's gone down two pips.
Two pips? Oh my God, is that the quantity?
Two pips.
Two pips.
It's very, very Dickensian.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he scored again, I'd imagine he'd go up a pip, so he could make a 100,000
Profit.
Pips. Oh, no, because you need to go up two, actually, to make any money on it.
Yeah, you could flip those pips.
Yeah.
Flip them.
The pips, bitch.
Elsewhere, Leicester beat Burnley 3-0, and there was, well, I hate to say it, I hate to steal your phrase, but Mr. Slimani was the talk of the town.
He's the absolute talk of the town, mate. Yeah, good luck to him. Good lad, yeah.
He's one of those players I haven't known loads about, but a few people at work go, he's going to be a good player in, but you just think, what do you know, Kevin?
Yeah, exactly. Or Kevin from accounts, you know, nothing, mate. Yeah. No one cares about you bringing your kids in on your day off. Fuck off, Kevin.
Fuck off, Kevin.
Don't. I've met so many.
You've got
Kevins.
A holiday. We've all had holidays, Kevin. We don't need to hear about it.
Exactly, yeah. And stop bringing biscuits back from your holiday. Oh, these are authentic biscuits from Greece. No one cares, Kevin. We all prefer hobnobs.
So, yeah, Kevin's...
Sorry, Kev.
So, Kevin, there's probably some listener just happens to be called Kevin at work, looking at his biscuits as he's about to go into work.
Just crying.
Sobbing.
Yeah, just
there's
crying.
Blatantly some guy in Tom's office called Kevin.
Do you know what there is?
He doesn't even know.
The
whole season has been secretly listening to the podcast,
yeah,
trying to build up the courage to go and say hello to Tom.
Yeah.
What kind of celebrity do you think Tom is at work?
Exactly. No one talks to me.
Exactly. They're too in awe.
Exactly.
Well, now you fucked him off. He's not going to speak to you, is he?
Well, listen, anyway, this Kevin fella at work said Islam Slimani's going to be a player. Obviously, only 1.2% other people did because he's picked, well, 1.3%, but 90 minutes, two goals, 13 Decent. Points on your debut. That's that. You don't get many better FPL debuts than that. And it's just another selection headache for if you have Vardy in
your
squad.
Was that his debut? I didn't know that was his debut.
Yeah, that was his league debut. I don't know if he had played elsewhere, but yeah. So pretty impressive, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. So maybe might be a factor because Vardy's not really netting him.
Well, I've got Vardy in my squad as well now.
Have you?
Just because he plays 90 minutes constantly, and I thought he's got two goals. Two and five isn't bad.
It's all right. Nearly half, isn't it? Maths.
Good maths.
They've got some difficult fixtures. It's so difficult to tell with them though because they could play. Remember last year they had those run of five impossible games.
Yeah, and they just kept winning.
Won them all. Yeah,
and just that's what won in the league though, wouldn't it? I think.
And they do have Champions League football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did you just say that's what won in the league? Getting more points than everyone else.
No, getting points where others didn't.
Yeah, points. They
mean technically is the same.
They
thing,
put together a good run of pips, and just got it towards the end. Yeah, but. Champions League football will be a factor for them because obviously I don't know who they're going to play there. Maybe Slimani's picked more of Champions League, but they just look so good when they're attacking. It's hard not to want to put Mahrez or Vardy or maybe now Slimani in there. Actually a clean sheet. It's hardly been any this season. We kept talking about that. And then this weekend, out of nowhere, there were four clean sheets across the league.
There was, yeah.
But,
And then there was some, sorry. Well, I guess we'll get onto it, but there was some horror bad defending as well.
Was there?
Oh, yeah. God, in the Burnley game there was, in the West Ham game.
The West Ham game.
Well,
game.
Well, let's talk about that now then. West Ham game.
Okay.
Ash, you lot, fucking hell, you love conceding a goal.
Yeah, well, we're the best team in the league, mate. What are you talking about? We just want to give everyone else a fair chance. So we thought first minute, just fucking bosh, power punch the ball into the crowd, give them a penalty, give them a good start. Mm. And then we were so confident, we gave them four.
Yeah.
And then we didn't score
many. Couple back.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you had another half an hour...
Yeah, exactly.
If games were 2 hours long,
We would have left, probably given them seven to start
there.
Then.
You'd be there.
I think... Oh, were we talking about this last week? Because when we had... Cresswell and Jenkinson.
Mm.
Them... I know Jenkinson left a while ago, but...
Cresswell's fucked, isn't
he? Yeah, having those two, two at the time, they were saying they were probably going to be England's next two fullbacks. Going from that to just... Like two random blokes who walked out of the pub.
Who was saying that? I don't think even Mrs. Jenkinson and Mrs. Cresswell were saying they'd be England's next two fullbacks.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking well good. Like about two to three seasons ago. Definitely. Yeah, until they both got big injuries, though.
Yeah.
I could see that being a good England partnership, definitely.
I've got Collins at the back and he's been shit, but I'm holding on to him because...
He's so dreadful.
Yeah. He was one of them where I picked him up on the wild card and he was in like the top five scoring... Defenders only because he'd actually scored a goal himself. But since then, it's been shit. But I'm holding on to him because West Ham got a decent run of fixtures after this.
Super annoying as well because we inexplicably got rid of Tompkins, who can play right back as well and scored this weekend.
Yeah, he did. Well, Collins's points are completely, they're skewed because he got a goal in the opening week, an absolute blinder of a goal, which isn't exactly what he does. But... If you're looking for FPL points, then you can still look no further than Mikel Antonio, who scored again.
Again, fucking hell. Yeah.
And Payet getting two assists again. But that's Mikel Antonio has scored 5 in 5.
I guess they're still going to... Them fucking up at the back, like them losing every week, isn't really going to affect...
No, exactly.
FPL scores, I don't think, because Payet and Alfaguli's in the team.
Yeah.
They're still going to score, although...
Alfaguli ain't got a single point yet, though.
He's literally only just started playing.
What I don't understand is Antonio... He's first week of the season, he only plays 50 minutes and doesn't score. Since then, he's played 90 minutes and got 5 goals in 4 games. And he's now 7.3. He was 7 million. He's still only 16.9% picked. And
I know what that is. It's the same thing with me. My thought is that as soon as I bring him in, he'll stop scoring. Yeah. What is the point of bringing him in? It's going to be a flash in the pan thing. That's definitely my
But then
thing.
I think he is the Dele Alli for this season. That percentage is just going to keep growing and growing and growing. I think he's going to finish at 30, 40% pick, so you may as well to get him. I don't know why on earth you wouldn't.
Well, I think some people probably saw the first week where he played at right back.
Yeah, maybe.
I do really think it's just going to be, it'll be a flash in the pan, it's not worth it. That's what I've done.
He's the highest scoring English midfielder in 2016.
Yeah. True.
That probably doesn't take a lot, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. It means you score more than Dele Alli, but that's not the point.
No, that's it.
But I just think I think he's a must-have. I think you've got to get him in. He's must-have!
when I was looking at West Ham's run and thinking they got decent, fixtures, I was thinking stick Payet in and get on the Payet bandwagon early before goes, okay, he's going to start scoring, rather than jumping on an existing bandwagon.
As long as you're on a bandwagon.
As long as you're on a bandwagon. Start your own bandwagon.
Get on a wagon.
Get on Tommy's Payet bandwagon.
Not Kevin's.
Roll up.
Not Kevin's wagon.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's it. Fuck Kevin in his wagon.
Fuck Kevin. Your wagon.
Fuck Kevin.
Kevin is a wagon.
Remember that day he brought fucking wagon wheels in?
Yeah, Kevin.
Fuck off, pal.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Kevin.
No one wants your fucking wagon wheels. Do you
know what this is making me think of? We got a tweet during the week from... Justin Bannon, not Kevin, he's not allowed to tweet us, he's blocked. From Justin Bannon, and he said, just listening in the garden, the neighbours probably don't like the language.
Oh, yeah.
And we've just done a segment there where the neighbours.
And he went, I kept having to turn it down, Tom Holmes, like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that he might be listening in the garden this week, and the neighbours will be having a barbecue going, shh, I think the neighbours having an argument with some lad called Kevin.
I think he's from Australia. Is he from Australia?
Perfect. Which gives me the perfect example to do that impression again.
Yeah.
But to go, you want to keep it down, mate? I think the neighbour's having an argument with fucking Kevin.
Yeah. And Kevin sounds like a right cunt.
Oh, mate. These Kevins bringing biscuits around to the house and they hate it.
Oh, I really hope he is from Australia.
If not, then it's just offensive again, isn't it?
Yes. Sorry.
It's fairly offensive that he's been listening to the podcast for 3 years and we can't remember where he comes from.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of bloody listeners, mate.
Yeah, and they've all got gardens, so...
Well, no, that's not true. I mean, I don't have a garden.
I mean, I don't have a garden, but the listeners have gardens.
Listeners do.
That is a requirement for listening, by the way. Yeah, any of you fucking guys listening without
gardens? If you're not paying your garden tax...
Also, just want
to
say...
you're listening to the podcast...
15 or whatever thousand listeners, 15,000 gardens, not one invite to a barbecue. Thanks, lads, you dicks.
Cheers. Thanks.
We've really gone off to... Sorry.
How we were hoping to monetize the podcast.
Yeah.
Is I was going to go around doing barbecue bets.
That is a callback to episode 2 or something.
I think so, yeah.
On episode 65. So, in fact, tweet us if you got that joke. Just something really snobby. That'd be great. talking of clean sheets about 6 minutes ago before we went off one of the other ones was Man City beating Bournemouth 4-0. Bournemouth, one of those teams that get commended for playing nice football, but it doesn't mean anything if you get dicked 4-0 away from home. I quite often think. But yeah, Sterling, De Bruyne, Gundogan and Iheanacho all with a goal.
Exactly, yeah. I didn't know who the fuck Gundogan was when it happened. Well, who is this guy? Like some kind of Irish cowboy or something. It's Gundogan.
You haven't seen Hacksaw Gundogan?
Hacksaw Gundogan, yeah. No, it did. It sounded good. It sounded like some kind of character from a Tarantino film.
I always thought his name was pronounced Gundogan, which I think it is.
Oh, maybe it is.
But that's not what the commentator says at all.
No,
at least so.
He didn't get a he was like well off. You were closer.
De Bruyne, actually. De Bruyne and Sterling found themselves in team of the week, dream team. And Sterling's in my team, and for me,
he's in my team. Yeah,
I think he's another one whose percentage just keeps going up and up. He's at 24.4%, and I'd have still thought that would be higher, because 8.4 mil, that's good value, isn't it, Ash?
Yeah, I mean, it's rocketed up. It was eight at the start of the season.
Yeah.
He's going to keep going up, I guess, yeah. He hasn't really been rotated either. All the others, like Nolito, have been rotated around a little bit, but he's keeping faith with Sterling, so...
Yeah, so it seems to be worth it.
Who's the other guy? Who's the guy they've got who is awful? A Spanish guy, and every time he plays, he just misses a million crosses.
Jesus Navas.
Navas, yeah. So, I mean, I can't see Navas taking him
out. No, he's done. Navas is done. I think he's made that clear. He's on the Joe Hart train out of Manchester.
He's on the Torre bus.
Yeah, Torre's not playing until he apologises or something.
Tell me about it.
He loves that story.
Oh, to be fair, Guardiola did forget to send him a birthday card.
That's it. So. Do you remember? He seems like trouble, but he gets away with it. Yeah. Don't know how. Everton beat... who was it? They beat someone 3-1.
And 3-1, yeah.
Yeah, and this, again, Romelu, big Rom.
Yeah. He scores, although there was talk about him maybe not being awarded the goal.
Yeah.
But he was, which was nice. So although he's taken a knock and he's gone yellow. Hey, it's actually gone orange, tell a lie.
Has he?
He's gone from yellow to orange, bless him. We're keeping a really close eye on him. I don't think he's well. He's gone orange.
What was Lukaku's goal? I can't remember it.
I haven't got that far on Match of the Day yet.
It was being dubious goals panel awarded it to him. But it's like one of those ones you said, Ash, where sometimes don't be fooled by a goal because it might not mean they've played well, but obviously he banged in a hat-trick
I'm going to keep him unless he...
You're keeping him at orange? You're keeping the orange guy?
No, I don't think so. No, because I'm running out. I've got too many strikers that I want to sign up. And not enough places. So if you go orange, mate, you're out. You're out on your fucking ear.
Was it Negredo's goal? Did he get the goal? Where he basically headbutted the keeper into the back of the goal?
Yeah.
That was in that game, wasn't it?
It got given us to Kellenberg own goal.
Oh, that was bullshit. It was a fucking foul. Douse him the guy into the back of the net.
Not only that, but it was a foul.
Yeah.
He headbutted his arm.
Like that, you know, and being so aggressive to a lump of cheese, a crime-solving lump of cheese, then
was Stekelenburg the cheese or the?
I don't know.
Or
one
the
of
wolf
them was the cheese. One was the wolf.
I don't know. We say as if they're real things. It doesn't matter. talking of lumps of cheese and useless pieces of shit, I'm going to talk about Christian Benteke, who I captained this week. And I went out on a limb. I thought I'm going to captain Benteke's.
Yeah, I did, mate. I captained him as well.
Because Ash was talking about shoddy defending. And I will say, if you've got a Stoke player anywhere near your FPL team, get rid quick.
Yeah, I can't imagine too many people have they?
Because they look absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Palace managed to... He did play well, Benteke. So it's one of them. Again, like Ash said, if someone plays well but doesn't get on the score sheet, they go under the radar. But
I couldn't believe it was one of them. You know, Palace score 4. And he doesn't get a fucking sniff.
I can't remember from the highlights him doing much. I didn't see the game.
Yeah, it was good link-up play. One of those ones where he doesn't do... Highlights won't show him doing much. But yeah, watching the actual game, he did very well.
What playing that 2-3-1 formation, quite often the player, you know, if they've got someone holding, they are just going to set other people up.
Yeah. Here's a quick info, or a little quick quiz question for you. Stoke, this is how bad they are. Out of the whole of the Stoke squad, I'll give you a guess each as to who Stoke's top scoring FPL player is.
What's his tits? Defender. Shawcross.
You're saying Shawcross. What are you saying, Ash?
Goalkeeper.
Shay Given is Stoke's top scoring player with 13 points in their entire squad.
That's not bad. He was in my team last year.
He was in your team. He was in your team when he was retired.
He was, yeah.
But yeah, so that's pretty embarrassing for Stoke fans.
Considering the squad they've got. Mad.
I know. Yeah. I don't think we've got any Stoke fans, actually, who listen to the podcast. Not
if you're
a
Stoke fan, tweet us.
Tweet us. The Potters are shit and a picture of Harry Potter looking miserable.
But everyone keeps saying, don't they, that didn't they lose the first 5 games last season and then go on to have their best finish ever? So everyone's saying it's a thing.
It's not a thing. It's like Spurs fans when they used to say, we'll win the cup this year because it ends in a once. Fuck off. Go and join Kevin. You're not winning shit, Spurs fans.
I bet Kevin's a Spurs fan.
Oh, he is.
Oh, God. Of course he is.
And
he turns up
to work on Fridays in the 1997 shirt. And it's like, we get it. You get to wear your own stuff on Friday. But come on.
I bet. Yeah. Also, have you ever noticed? He takes the fucking day off after every derby, doesn't he? Yeah. The one time Tottenham win, he fucking turns up.
Yeah.
And he's all over you, isn't he?
He's there. Hey, I bet you did. It's closer than you think. It's closer than you think. Fuck off, Kevin.
Watford beat Man United 3-1 out of nowhere. Mourinho's charm starting to wear off. Goal for Rashford. And we got to talk about him. But Etienne Capoue, again.
Yeah, he's in my team. He started. I'm happy.
Shit, I haven't got him yet.
Yeah,
I'm the idiot.
Every week, same thing. I keep thinking.
Only a twat, only an absolute knobhead would still be putting him on the bench when the form he's in. How you get what happened there with Craig?
Yeah, he was first on the bench though.
Was he first? Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah. So you set your bench, did you? That's a good member to do that.
Did you your captain? On the bench, did you? Put one of the highest performing defenders in the game on the bench there. Ibrahimovic obviously didn't score, and a lot of people now are saying I'm going to get rid. He's 62%.
Fucking hell.
But obviously now Aguero's back this week.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to plummet somewhat.
Let's discuss what we can do. We'll do it quickly, but we've gone on a bit only because it was it was an interesting week FPL wise. Aguero's back. Ibrahimovic is obviously, doesn't look like a must-have now.
No.
Are you getting Maguire back in? If so, what are you going to do to do? Are you going to take a points hit to do it?
He still got 5 points there this week, didn't he?
Yeah, he's still doing okay.
Got an assist, didn't he, or something?
It was a very lucky assist. It was one of your assists that you were talking about, Ash.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to have a little look because I want to get rid of Hazard because he's not worth the money now.
Same, mate.
He is not worth the money. I'm thinking Hazard. I want to start getting Arsenal players in. Not this game week, after that. I'm going to start getting Arsenal players in as well. So I don't know. I'm going to have a real tinker.
You have a tinker. You have a tinker, mate. Before we go, we will have a quick look at the league, which we should do. So top 10, I'll run them down now. In 10th place is Huzz SC. In joint 9th is the No Hit Wonders, Dimitri van den Rijk and Dynamo Fuk to rest. James Rockall, they're new. In 8th place is Simon Walker-Porter, who is 50 Shades of Grey. A bit posh, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit.
It's our very own Tara Palmer-Tompkinson. In 7th place, Dare to Kun FC, and it's Bill Boudou.
Bill Boudou.
The tweeter. You remind me of the power of the Boudou Hoodoo. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
In 6th place is the first of our Scandinavian harem, Tord Horger Nielsen, Tord and Storm FC. In 5th place is Matt Adonis. In 4th place is Kante. In 3rd place is Mitch Maynard. In 2nd place is Troygve Norgaard. And in 1st place is Harry Strouts. Good Kante. And I remember Harry Strouts from season 1.
It's a classic.
You remember him, do you?
I remember Harry Strouts from season 1.
Oh, God, I don't remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the season we did before you.
Yeah, he's been like the whole time.
I'm talking about the season me and Ash did before you joined the pod, Tom.
The good one.
That secret one. We don't talk about
back in the long ago.
And then just
four times.
Give us a quick rundown of the VIPs, Tom, before we go.
Okay. Well, we'll do all of ours. Don't worry about that. Ash, you are leading us. 525th, mate. 10 click wanker. Decent. 253 points. Me, Big T Dog. I'm only 5 points behind Ash. 582nd. 11 click wanker. Still. 248 points. Craigo. 872nd, mate. 17 click wanker.
Oh.
Sick, innit?
Oh, yeah.
872nd. I wanted to give a quick little shout out to the Lad Bible guys. They're in the league, a couple of them. Josh and Tom, they're in our top 200. They're doing really well. The bloody Lad Bible. My mates. Don't worry about it. Dominic Monaghan, little demon. He is 586th, right? He's an 11-click wanker. He's on exactly the same points as me.
Oh.
That's beef stroganoff just made for it. Do you know what I mean?
But he's on the same points as you, but you're 4 places ahead of him.
Yeah, I think it's because I had maybe a better week than he did or something, and I went up and he went down. Oh, no.
No, they do it by photo.
They do. Who's more attractive.
Exactly, yeah.
Who's more likely to get off with Megan Fox in real life, probably. Yeah, I know, probably. Yeah. One of them, isn't it? So, Big Demon, we're on Beef Stroganoff City. And then, our new little feature, Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. So, Tom Davis from Murder in Successville is 694th. He's actually gone up about 100 places. He's a 13-click wanker. And then Tom Davis, brackets, not from Murder in Successville, is 326.
He's fucking slaughtering it, smashing it.
His whole end heroes is his team. So, yes,
It's got real legs, that feature.
Yeah, it has. Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Yeah, brilliant. Really good. And then just a little note before we go that all of those people who just mentioned there, everyone there doing really good. And Ash's missus is still beating us all. So she's 211th. That is incredible.
We're talking about a woman who picks Aspilicueta because she thinks it sounds like the applicator.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know how you guys have a secret second team?
Yeah.
I've got a secret second team that I've got absolutely no involvement in.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just having a wife.
Yeah, exactly. But so I like to think that I pass on all my good knowledge to her.
Yeah.
Although she complains every week that I don't give her any tips. I make her listen to the podcast.
So she listens and then takes it. So to be fair, that's all.
That's how she's doing her team this year.
Kind of ours, isn't it? Kind of ours, really.
Probably ours.
She's going to go by. She's going to do what we never do and actually go by the tips we give on the podcast.
Yeah. So, Harry Strouts, you're welcome.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah. But yeah, just before we go, we should explain. So a lot of people tweeting, listeners, click wankers. That's how many clicks it takes to get to your team. People are asking all over Twitter, who are new listeners, clearly.
Yeah, new listeners didn't know. I actually created a spreadsheet, didn't I?
Did you?
I did a proper spreadsheet at work and I tweeted it. So just give me a shout on Twitter and I'll show you.
Yeah, he'll run you through the whole formula. It's all very easy. Coming up in part two, we're going to go through all your tweets and emails as usual. And then in part three, we're going to give our tips for the week. Point you to our blog. We've got a couple of great new blogs on there. And have a look forward to Game Week 6. All that's coming up in part two and three of the Gaffer Tapes.
Hey, Tom, Ash, Craig, or I guess Ash, since Tom and Craig are flying by the seat of their pants in fantasy football. Got another question for you. Actually, I've got two questions this week. Sorry, guys. I'm going to be greedy. Question number one for the Gaffer Tapes podcast show is, if all things are equal, you have no significant injuries or anything like that, no warning signs, when do you think is the optimum time to play your first wild card before January? I keep hearing rumbles about game week 6. What do you guys think? And the second question for the podcast, Gaffer Tapes podcast, Ash Kernsworth show, Craig Hazel, Tom, is what do the colours correspond to on the app and the website next to games? I assumed that one meant home and one meant away, but there seems to be more than two colours, so I don't know what that's about. Is that just to show you that it's a different week, or is it something significant? Looking forward to your questions. Hope you guys are good, and hopefully I'll be way above you guys in the next couple of weeks or so. All right, lots of love, you bunch of idiots. Bye!
Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. And it's a little clip from our friend again.
He's excelled himself again.
Yes.
The only thing I will say is he used both of your full names and just Tom.
Doesn't know yours, mate. Doesn't need to.
Yeah.
It's either that he's just like super casual with you. He's like, oh,
just,
Tom.
Well, it's Tommy, isn't it? It's just it's one of my very close friends, Tom. Or it's...
It sounded more like he was singing correctly... that it's the Ash Kernsworth Gaffer Tapes podcast show. Yeah. And then he felt bad and was like, oh, plus
and
Craig Hazel,
and then
some fucking...
fella's name, Tom.
And then Kevin! Kevin!
I'm a bit worried by the state of these questions come game week 38.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I liked the ones today. These were good.
They are good. And as always, I'm going to defer them straight over.
Hmm.
Wildcarding, he's asking... this secret club of game week 6 wildcarding.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. A lot of people have wildcarded already. A lot of people wildcarded in the international break a couple of weeks ago. Me and Craig did.
Yeah.
But
really,
I think it's
really
not
paying
bad
off
now. I think people that didn't wildcard then are wildcarding this week. I don't know if there's any kind of, you know, formula to it. There has to be game week 6. But I think it's a good shout because obviously you have to use it by January. So, you know. after 6 weeks, players are starting to, come good or, come bad, which is the opposite of come good. So,
you do the maths. You come on, someone else talk, for Christ's sake. Yeah.
Ash, is game week six the time to wild card?
It's a good time to wild card. I think the international break we just had, or possibly the next one coming up, either of those two are good. Although if you're not doing terribly now, I've been waiting each week, saving my free transfer and taking a full point hit. It's the other way of doing it. And then maybe if you've lasted this long, unless you're doing really bad, like Craig, wait till the end of January.
Well, no, you have to use it before January, didn't you?
I thought you had to use it before the end of January. Maybe because they've changed the rules, haven't they?
I always thought it was by Christmas.
Yeah, it might be. But you could use it, well, then in that case, I don't know.
Bloody love Christmas.
Yeah, because you used to get the one extra one for the January transfer window, didn't you?
Mm. I just thought about... I just thought about mulled wine when I said Christmas then. I thought, oh, I love drinking mulled wine.
I suddenly thought in my head, we should do a Christmas special where we all get together and just drink mulled wine throughout the podcast.
Oh, wow. Well, we did a drunk one last Christmas, didn't we? And the outtake at the end was me trying to remember the recipe for bread sauce.
Oh, that was fucking
that was amazing.
Brilliant.
Try and find that. That's I don't even remember doing it. I was so drunk.
Well, I think we know what time of year it came out.
That was amazing.
About Crimble Time.
Fucking bosh a carrot into it. Now, I know what you're thinking.
It was really good.
What the fuck do you do with a carrot? But just trust me, just bosh it in there, but don't let it go in it. It has to be boshed in, but if you put it in the pan,
it's a good
then
you're just
wrong.
It's a good impression.
It is a good impression. The second part of Dom's question, Ash? Tom, fixed. I don't know. What's that about?
I'll take this one, mate. No, what it is I've just found this. Ash has just mentioned off air that it's been a thing that's been in FPL for a while. But it's the numbers and the colours. And I forget what it's called. It's like the fixture difficulty rating or something. And obviously one, green, is an easy fixture, the easiest. And they get progressively more and more until you get to a five, which is like City away. And yeah, now that I've found that recently, I'm like, I'm fucking loving it. You don't need to think. You just go by colour. It's incredible. You don't need to look and go, is that difficult? Just look at the colours. It's brilliant. It's changed my sort of way of playing. It's probably why I'm doing so bloody well this year.
That's one of the main tools I always use. I always say, pick people by fixture.
Yeah.
Go on then. If you see someone's got a run of like four green fixtures.
Well, that was Calvin Chan's, tip, one of his many tips in the blog that he wrote for us on the website. Bloody good. And I looked at that and thought, that's great. And then looking, for instance, Arsenal. So after we played Chelsea this weekend, we just got green one, green one, green one, green one, green, big old long line of them.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So you're saying pick your team and your friends by colour?
Please do, if that's what I've done with you two. Absolutely.
But yeah, does Calvin Chan talk about that on his blog, does he?
He does, yeah. Very, very good blog on the website, thegaffertapes.com. We've actually got two new blogs. So we had Calvin's last week, and then we've got a really, really good one this week as well. Which is absolutely brilliant. So yeah, check those out. But yeah, Calvin's for tips is incredible, because obviously he's a top 100 player last year, finished like 60 odd in the world. It's good to be hanging around with bloody experts, isn't it?
Finally,
at last. Yeah, but there you go, Dom.
Yeah, Dom. Look forward.
I think I pretty much single-handedly did that. So next week, I want your voicemail to be sort of mainly based around me. I'd like my own jingle. I'd like my surname. You can have my middle name if you want. It's Richard. So Thomas Richard Holmes. Have all that. And then you've made it up to me.
And then just for the other thousands of listeners that don't send us clips every week from supermarkets or monasteries or some shit. We read through some of your tweets. So we've got plenty of tweets to get through. We'll be nice and quick in a little section called...
Tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me. Is that actually... I saw you write it down. Is that what it is? Don't ask me.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't. It's hard to tell. What have we got?
No one knows, do they? Right, we've got a tweet from Karthik Submaranian. He said, do transfer hits only affect total points in Classic League, head-to-head, or both? That is one for Ash.
Over to you, Tom.
No way.
It's both. It affects in head-to-head as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, you could just make as many changes you want in head-to-head. That'd be mental, Karthik. Think about it. Yeah. Think it through before you tweet us.
Exactly. Use your bloody brain.
Ooh, Submarinian. That's what I thought in my head when you said his surname.
Speaking of which, did you see the Team of the Week? The guy who got Team of the Week got 120 points.
Yeah.
But made, I think it was 13 transfers.
So 48 points or something.
Yeah, I think he took a 46-point hit.
Wow.
And then triple-captained De Bruyne, so got 42 of them back.
What an absolute lunatic.
Yeah, crazy. And he's like from Iraq or something, isn't he?
We don't know where he's from, but he's a thousand...
Sorry.
He's a thousandth.
We don't know where he's from. Let's not jump to conclusions.
He is a thousandth in the Iraqi league.
Yeah, so he's probably from Iraq.
That strikes me as a man who, I don't know how else to say this, but decided on a Friday afternoon that he was going to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And just did that.
Well, I'm not going to be around at the weekend.
Yeah, fuck the world. Let's do something mad. And he'll never know because he jumped off a bridge in Baghdad. And he'll never know how well he did. So, yeah. But good on him. That's bloody mental, but good on him.
Cheers.
What else we got?
Good lad. We've got a tweet from DJ Emmanuel. DJ. He said, who should I bring in? Pereira?
Yeah.
Or Townsend? Is that right? Pereira?
Townsend.
Townsend. Pereira or Townsend, lads?
I don't really like the option of either of them, if I'm honest.
No.
Townsend.
It has to be one of them. Townsend's been a bit of a funny one. A lot of people had Townsend. I know, Craig, you had him at the start of the season. And he scored
against Stoke.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. He did. Do you see that goal? We cut back in.
Lovely goal on his right foot and he's left-footed. Yeah, it was nice. I haven't seen enough of Pereira to be even slightly interested. He's got two assists in his two games, granted. But I don't know, if you're going to have a Watford midfielder, why on earth would you pick anyone other than Kapu? I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
so. I think.
Yeah, and why would you pick him and keep him on the fucking bench?
Oh, I'm giving advice. I've got problems in my life. I've got a lot of things I'm good at helping other people with, mate.
What about Zuniga? I know he's a defender and wasn't part of the question.
Mm. Yeah, which we like both of those things. He's on 14 points for the season. So, but he hasn't played Zuniga. He's played 1 minute against Southampton and Chelsea, and then 12 against United. So wait till he gets starts, I guess. But
they've got an amazing run as well, Watford. They're one of like the four teams that have got the best run. So I'm probably going to captain Kapui this week.
To be fair.
Got a really good run. We've got a tweet from BlueAsh18 at the Gaffer Tapes. What do we do if the official FPL make bad decisions? Brackets. No, not brackets. Hashtag Ibra racist or something.
No, Ibra assist.
Ibra assist. Oh, okay. Oh, right, so they went with the whole, right, okay, Ibra racist thing. I thought they were like racist against Ibrahimovic because of the assist, but yeah, it makes more sense. Ibra assist. Hurt me big as a non-Ibra owner.
That really puts out of context all the white supremacist ones you were going to do in a second, doesn't it?
Yeah, really, really does, doesn't it? What do you think, lads? I mean, is there anything you can do? Do they rarely change their decisions? Because I saw with the whole potential for Lukaku thing.
Yeah, often I just fucking email them and they're like, all right, that's what you reckon, buddy. And change it.
I think they probably rule with very much an iron fist.
Mm.
I don't think you'll get anything. But tweet him. Why not?
He's done it. This is quite passive aggressive, this tweet, isn't it? He's tweeted us, but then he's included there.
He has put it in, he's copied in official FPL.
Here's your answer then. If you've got a problem with an FPL decision, then tweet them with us in it.
Yeah.
So we can see which one we like best and we'll read the best ones out.
Yeah.
The most original insults towards the official FPL. Yeah. We're taking on the man. Stick it to the man.
I wanted to read out some more tweets from new tweeters. We mentioned the whole click wanker thing. We got a tweet from PickPlayer8347 said, my proudest achievement in the history of the Gaffer Tapes League, being a 17 click wanker from game week one and being a 3-click wank.
I quite like 3-click wank.
Yeah, I think you've run out of letters there.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
done.
Definitely assuming too much there.
Well done, MC, being a 3-click wank. It gives me hope that I could go from 18-click wanker to a 3-click wank.
Mate, it's very easy. To be fair, there's only about 30 points between me and you.
Again, I don't need...
It makes you look that bad because...
I don't need your pity. Read the next tweet.
At the bottom.
What about the guy with the HIV question?
HIV question. Sushant. He's a regular tweeter, Sushant Garg. He's just abbreviated HAV to HV. It looks like HIV. That's where Ash was going with that. So the guy with HIV says... also have a question. When went with my gut and got Ericsson last game week, but Poch screwed me over. Should I stick or go with Chadley? I quite like the idea of Chadley now.
When they brought him, and
are you having a stroke?
Basically, I was just recalling the moment, freaking out about it. I saw that they'd signed Chadley,
yeah,
and tweeted out, and you guys replied saying they'd just signed him. I thought they'd signed him during the summer, and I hadn't realised. And I was like, "What the actual fuck? What a great signing that is!" Mm. What they cost like $8 million or something, retarded, didn't they?
Yeah,
something different.
Two seasons ago, he was like a brilliant FPL signing, and then he just kind of got Dele Alli came into the Spurs side, and he fell by the wayside a bit. I think people, me included, were just waiting to see him get his start for West Brom to see how he got on. I was kind of hoping he would have a slightly quieter week than he did, because then he could have put him in, because he's definitely on people's radar now, because he got a goal straight away. But yeah, I think he's a great FPL signing for West Brom.
If he's going to be on the penalties as well.
Yeah, I think he's an excellent pick. It depends. Eriksen's a good player, but yeah, I think a lot of people will be bringing in Chadley this week.
It's time to fuck off the Lamella bus.
Yeah,
Kevin's driving, and get on the Chadley bandwagon.
Get on the Chadley Express.
Yeah.
We got a tweet from Nini G. We like this one. Question for the pod: what is your best personal footballing memory? Mine is Champions League 2007 when Milan got revenge on Liverpool.
Okay. I was there. Well, I should point out
when we were, undefeated, mate. Invincibles.
That's not a moment. That's a season.
Well, it was like 49 moments, wasn't it?
That's not how many games are in a season.
No, but we were 49 unbeaten.
Oh.
So what about that time? What about that season you finished fourth?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's always a good one. That's my favourite every year.
Mine probably. I was at that Milan game, I should point out, just to show off, that Liverpool Champions League final.
Wow.
My most iconic one probably is still Michael Owen versus Argentina in 1998. Yeah, I still remember that being a moment of like, holy shit, like this guy's amazing. Yeah. So that was probably it. The rest of his career, not so much. But that bit was great.
That's a good shout.
You're both wrong.
Okay.
The best moment in the history of football.
Yeah.
West Ham, Liverpool.
Okay.
FA Cup final.
Right.
Konchesky.
The 4-all jobby. He scored from like a corner, it sounded.
Yeah, he scores from like left wing on the 64th minute.
It's 2005, that wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, I was working in a pub at the time. Mm.
That him scoring the 64th minute was the best moment in football history. Yeah. They should have cancelled that game.
You didn't even win the game.
No, you didn't. And it was,
how can that be? That is a sad state of affairs when that is the
two,
best.
Two things wrong with that. You lost the game and it was 2006.
Oh, was it 2006? Sorry.
But
yeah, but it was like, what's the best moment? Not the best time that your differential has improved the rating of your fucking Champions League coefficient.
So just like the one moment that was like a big...
Yeah. If you've watched some Arsenal games and not just read about them, there's 49 games you read about. I'm sure they're really good.
It was getting very vicious.
I was there. That was when I used to watch football on the regs, mate.
Yeah. Watch it with you.
On the regs.
Well, there you go. This has become quite nasty. But thanks really for the question, Nini G.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Should we do the last tweet? At Nils_Tomkins, if you had to pick one fantasy football player to share a candlelit bubble bath with, who do you pick and what music would you enjoy together?
Strong question.
Great question. And I think I've got an answer.
Go on.
I'd go with Swansea City winger Nathan Dyer.
Okay.
Because he's very short.
Oh, he's gone with that.
And he's got a massive cock. No, I don't know. But he's very short. He's like 5'5", so that makes sense. Mm.
Maybe Jack Wilshere, because he might have some drugs on him. And I'd listen to that. I'd heard it the other day. Being a big E17 fan... I like that song Deep because it's quite set.
You're going deep, baby.
Deep down.
Like sleep sugar.
I heard that the other day. Yeah. Like, that's quite a.
By the way, you do realise you're going to have angered Don Monaghan because he fucking hates E17 and he's really passionate about it.
Does he?
Yeah. Hates them, mate.
Maybe that's why he didn't say my surname.
Wait till he rants about them in his voice clip. He hates them.
Does he?
Yeah, strange. Big time.
I fucking loved it. I went to see E17 before in Wembley.
The Monaghan is passionate on E17.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably a take that boy, isn't he?
He is. He's a mank, isn't he?
Right. Ash, do you want to answer this one? And then we'll go on to the next bit.
Once again, you're both wrong.
Okay.
The obvious.
It's Andy Carroll and it's the Cheeky Girls. Next.
obviously, it wouldn't matter what the song was, because you'd be sipping a nice glass of rum, some Rum de Jeremy rum.
Yeah.
And you'd be in the bath with Wazalewski.
Oh, of course, it's Wellers. Of course it's Wellers.
You guys are disgraceful.
That's just one, yeah.
Because he's also free most weekends.
Yeah, so he could definitely have a problem. Sent off last night, didn't he?
Exactly.
No, we got a load of tweets then saying, "Oh, Wallers is back." Someone going classic Wallers and all this. It was great.
He has no idea how famous he is to us.
No, I know.
In fairness, he's probably more famous because of the podcast.
I emailed Leicester City PR team to ask if he wanted to come on as a guest.
And they didn't know who he was.
Yeah, they said, "Who's this? Who?" Never heard of him, mate. Is he the bloke who cleans the toilets? The Polish geezer. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Right, just before we go, lads, we'll do the mental email of the week.
Yeah.
Jingle.
Oh, I've got an email for you. It's bloody mental.
That's better. That's really good. Right, from James Doncaster, obviously. And the title this week is Meow. Quite strange. He said, "Lads holiday." I like that he greets us like that every time now. Rather than being in a temple writing this like the Megan Fox lip locker, I'm actually on an industrial estate in Edmonton. Hashtag glam. I have taken tomorrow off work in order to spend time wildcarding. Right? That's commitment. That's real commitment. I have an FPL tip and I want to put the tip in. Reference. Whack in the good performers or guarantee price. Has he just ended the sentence there? Or is that
no? It's guaranteed price rises at the start of the week if you wildcard.
Oh, sorry, we didn't have the whole email open. It was even weirder than just halfway through a sentence. Sorry. Look what Craig said. For example, I have made money on the team with KDB and put in Sergio back in. Further rises are expected, and this will maximise my pot by the end of my wild window. I'm off to España Thursday, but we'll keep you up to date with fantasy. On the beach... Oh, God, why do I read these things? On the beach, what is an acceptable short length? I have a range starting with a tight short Speedo style to a longer mid-thigh classic swim short. I saw a policeman cycling on the pavement, the hypocritical son of a gun. Yours in sport. See you later.
So, well, first of all, I'm off to España Thursday. We'll keep up to date with fantasy.
Yeah, I've read it wrong, yeah.
No, but it sounds like he's off to
Spain.
Somewhere like Ibiza. And a nightclub called Fantasy. And he's just telling us what's going on.
I'm just impressed that he took a day off to wildcard.
I know, that's real commitment, yeah. Fair play. I mean, I want to talk about the short length. I don't think it's ever appropriate for a man to wear Speedos.
No, me neither.
Not when you can wear a mankini.
Exactly.
Not the Speedos, not below the knee. Anything in between. You're good, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, somewhere sort of mid-thigh length. And then he saw a policeman cycling on the pavement. I'm assuming as he was writing it, and then just thought, I'll pop that in. I really want to meet him. Maybe we should get him on as a guest.
Yeah, let's get James Doncaster. Donnie, where do you actually live? Let's go for a beer. And then
he said Edmonton, right? That's not in Canada, is it? Because there is an Edmonton in Canada.
I thought it was America.
I don't know if he's... No. Canada,
where are you from, Doncaster?
Yeah,
and where then
from?
Let's have a beer. Like, and if you're not mental, we'll meet up.
Yeah.
There was an actual point there. Somewhere.
Yes.
About wildcarding to do it for team value.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, that's what we talk about sometimes, instead of looking for the points, pick the people who are rising.
Yeah.
But then it's whether, because you could wildcard your whole team based on just people's hoops, points are about to go up, who are going to go up some pips.
Right.
You could go pip stalking. But the problem with that is, doesn't necessarily make your team better, because a lot of times people pick. People's value goes up, but they're not, that's necessarily great.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Badly.
Yeah, I preferred the stuff he did about the shorts and that.
Yeah, shorts and pips and shit. So yeah, that is the, just, I mean, a small fraction of all the social media stuff we got. I tried to do different stuff from different people, but thanks very much. Also, don't forget to check out the blogs, Chan's blog, Chantastic Tips, which is going to be a regular thing, and the new fan blog, the 10 FPL managers you come across by Petra Sakkanen.
Yeah, that's really good, actually. They're really good reads. Please do
brilliant.
That.
They're both great. Yeah.
Have a look on the blog and tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. In part three, we're going to have a quick look forward to the fixtures in the next game week. And Ash is going to try and claw back some ground on me in Tommy's little quiz. All that to come up in the Gaffer Tapes. Welcome back to the final part of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. Game week six is upon us now, heading into game week six. Looking ahead at the fixtures, no Friday night game this week, so you can do your deadline as usual on a Saturday morning. Ash will get up at what, 6 a.m, 7 a.m, Ash?
Well, I
go to bloody bed at 6 a.m all night, this crazy bastard.
Man U Leicester is the early kickoff game. And then... looking at the fixtures, is there anything that stands out? We normally try to pick out a few.
Whoever's playing Stoke, so West Brom.
It is, isn't it? That is it.
And for me, Palace, Sunderland, I'm going to stick with Benteke one more week.
Yeah, you're giving him another go?
Could come good. Could come good, the lad. Especially if I'm going to have to take out Lukaku for going orange, potentially. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with him one more week. I haven't given him a long enough chance.
Yeah. And it could be, it's a repeat of the game that's going on as we record now, but it could be a long afternoon for Swansea to Man City. Swansea have looked pretty, they've struggled up front and their centre-halves are absolute lunatics.
I just want to quickly mention this, talking of City, there's still a bit of confusion as to when Aguero's coming back because he's still red on the game. But if you look, it says red, expected back Swansea 24th, which is this weekend. So a lot of people are saying, I didn't realise he was back, blah, blah, blah. But he is back.
Yeah, because tonight's the third game of his ban, isn't it?
Yeah, so he's back on... whether he plays or not, I don't know, but he's eligible to play at the Swansea game. So, fucking hell, if you've got Aguero, that's worth a captain in him in there, isn't it? Let's be honest.
I still think I'm going to go back to my tip from week one of the season. I put it in my blog, actually, week one, and that's Salomon Rondon at West Brom. He got a goal against West Ham. He got a goal opening day of the season. So only on two for the season... but he's very low percent picked. He's only 6.5 million. So I think...
and they're playing Stoke.
That's it. They're playing Stoke, who just look dreadful. Although I do think Liverpool at home to Hull, they also might get a comfortable result. What about you, Ash? Anything you're looking out for?
I guess anybody who plays for Southampton. They've got us.
Well, you'd think there's going to be goals in that game, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he hasn't scored many points. Maybe Tadic, maybe give him one more week if you've still got him hanging around.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was worth knowing, we spoke about it slightly off air, but Charlie Austin is becoming harder to ignore. He got two goals in the Europa League game. He scored again in the League Cup tonight. So it's only a amount of time before we have to give him minutes. And let's be honest, before he makes the England squad, because Allardyce will bloody love a Charlie Austin in his squad. Yeah. So there was a few fixtures. We should actually say, we didn't talk about it in tweets because we ran out of time, one of our regular tweeters, Palace fan as well, Chuck Bailey. You actually met up with one of our tweeters, Ash.
I went to, there is a Kung Fu themed arcade cocktail bar in London. Yeah. It is the best place I've ever been to in my fucking life. The best footballing moment of all time is going to that bar.
Going to that bar.
And there was no football. And wow. Chuck is a fucking legend. I've never met him, don't know him. We just know him through listening to the podcast.
He tweets a lot, doesn't he?
It's a bar called Pimp Shui, which you should look up. It's like top ranked on, it's one of the top ranked bars in London on TripAdvisor, actually. But it's a dive bar, like, it's got loads of arcades, kung fu movies on repeat, cool cocktails.
I saw the tweet the next day. He tweeted, it was like, I've just met Ash Kernsworth of Geffer Tapes fame, can't believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
He is such a nice guy. I turned up there and just handed him, we've got like Geffer Tapes business cards because we're fucking business people. And I just handed him the business card.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, jumped over the bar.
Just jizzed on it and then just stuck it to his forehead.
It's like, it's kind of near Clerkenwell, isn't it?
It's in Clerkenwell, yeah.
But he does actually say, if you go into that bar and introduce yourself by saying what click wanker you are, you'll be warmly welcomed by Chuck behind a bar. So go and do that if you're from London. It's honestly an awesome little bar, as Ash will vouch. It's very cool. Anyway,
Wait, something else. This is totally not fantasy football related. So
why stop now?
Yeah. I watched, for the first time ever, The Princess Bride. I just want it great tonight.
I was not expecting that, Ash. Wow. Okay.
Bombshell dropped.
Okay.
Avocado right. launched.
Right. Yeah. Avocado launched.
And
That's it.
Okay.
That is it. Everyone else has seen it. I honestly assumed it was Craig's favourite film of all time.
Right.
No.
Have you not seen it? Do you not like it?
Yeah, I don't really know what to say. I'm a bit shocked.
I've never seen it.
Have you seen it?
No.
No, I bet it's Craig. I can't believe neither of us have seen it. It's like a classic film. I thought Craig would love it. But
it's a good film.
It seems mixed.
No, I didn't.
It's fairly random, I can be like.
You caught me off guard, that's it.
Yeah.
But you can listen to our Princess Bride podcast later on. So
we're
going to
do that later, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the EastEnders one you guys do?
Oh, the Albert Squares.
Oh, the Albert Squares, yeah.
The Albert Squares is the number one EastEnders fan cast. The Albert Squares.
In Berkshire.
Yeah, this week we're talking about just how sexy is Ian Beale.
Yeah. And do you remember when he was a tramp for like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Weird.
That's what we're talking about.
So, lads.
Yeah.
Quiz time. Are we ready to quiz?
Yeah, I'm always ready to quiz, mate.
We're ready to quiz. With the success last week of Family 442s. This week, who wants to be a millionaire? More like, who wants to be a midfielder? I have four of the top scoring midfielders of last season. Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen.
Cleese.
Okay.
Milligan, Cleese, Everett.
Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen. The answer to these, right? So it's all these are the answers, right?
Yeah. Cool. What are the options again?
Always the same, mate. Always the same. Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen. Always the same. Always. You have to decide what order they come in the various categories, basically. Does that make sense? Okay. He's really laughing. What's Ash laughing about? You think about the Princess Bride again. Is that what it is?
I've written down the names of these four players.
Yeah.
But to say I've spelt them badly is an understatement. Okay. I've spelt Ozil with a Q.
Really? Incredible. Incredible. Silent key.
Continue.
Silent key. Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen. So, lads, in what order? So it's like A, B, C or D. Highest to lowest. Who scored the most points 2014 to 2015 season? So in what order?
Right. 14, 15, the one that's just gone.
14, 15. No, that's 15, 16. That's years work. Always the same, mate. Always the same. 2014-15 season.
Oh, shit. So we're going all the way back to that?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, because the next question is last season.
Right. Okay, so all the way back 14, to that.
14-15. So we were still podcasting, mate. We were still podcasting.
No, I know. Okay, I think I've got my answer.
Okay. 14-15 season, in what order? A, B, C or D?
Oh, I'm going to say the names.
We'll have to give the names.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can't just say A, B, C or D. No.
Okay.
Who's going first on this one?
It's a quiz. Ash, you go first, mate.
Okay, so highest score.
Yeah. Highest to lowest,
I've gone Sanchez, Eriksen, Quizzle.
Yeah.
Mahrez.
Samesies. Okay.
You got the same. You both got it right.
Yeah.
Wow, I was worried you wouldn't get any right. Okay, brilliant. So, same question, but last season, 2015-16.
Okay, so
Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen.
Oh, this is tough. This one's tough.
Yeah, last season. A, B, C, or D. This time we're going to go Craig. Have you got your answer there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've gone in Who Wants to Be a Midfielder? I just wanted to say it.
Yeah.
Mahrez, Sanchez, Eriksen, Ozil. Ash?
Okay. Mine differ. Ooh. I've gone Mahrez, Ozil, Sanchez, Eriksen.
Ooh! So Ash was closer because it was Mahrez, Ozil, Eriksen, Sanchez. And Craig was well off.
So no one gets a point.
That's got to be a point to me. It's got to be the most...
So no, well, no one gets a point because no one got it right.
Well, no one got it right, yeah. So we'll have that as a potential half a point in
what
brackets.
What the fuck
if
is
we
a
need
potential
it later,
half
if we
point.
Need it later. He hasn't been awarded it yet. This might go on forever. You might be pleased with it. Right. We're going back to 2014-15 again. Who got the most assists?
Oh, come on.
14-15 assists. Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen. Always the same. A, B, C, or D. 2014-15 assists.
Okay.
Okay. Ash, you can go first.
Ozil, Eriksen, Sanchez, Mahrez.
Craig?
I've gone Eriksen, Ozil, Sanchez, Mahrez.
Incorrect. It went... Sorry. It went Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen.
Oh, wow. We were both well off.
Yeah. Okay. Same question, but last season. 2015-16. Assists.
Assists last season.
Last season.
For Eriksen, Sanchez,
always
Ozil,
the same,
Mahrez.
Mate. Always the same. Always the same every time. Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen. Always the same.
Don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no, hold on. So, Wijnaldum.
Princess Bride.
I've got mine. I'm ready. I'm good.
Okay.
I have not got mine. Okay. I'm going to slow roll this one whilst I think about the Princess Bride.
Shout in like you did last week, Craig. That was good. That made for good podcasting.
Hurry up!
I mean, you guys know we're still on air now, right?
Yeah.
Just so we're all on the same page.
Big
That's
time,
good.
Big time. Okay, off you go.
No. Okay, I got it.
Go.
Okay, go.
Mahrez, boom. Ozil, boom. Eriksen, assist. Sanchez, assist.
I've gone Ozil, then Mahrez. Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen, Sanchez.
Oh, Craig was just one out. It was Ozil, Eriksen, Mahrez, Sanchez.
So I was closest.
You were closest.
So it's a potential half point,
so
mega
it's a
point.
Potential half a point. So okay. So let's call this the decider. Okay.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
Let's hope there's a winner. Okay. Price this season.
What this season?
Current price this season. This season. Okay. So most expensive to least expensive.
He's got the prices open on the screen.
I don't have shit on my screen. I've got a betting page open on my screen because you know I've got a problem.
Okay.
And so highest to lowest?
Yeah, highest to lowest.
But is it highest minus who is in the UEFA Cup?
What?
Because otherwise, what's the point?
Okay. I've gone with my gut. I've second guessed it, but I've gone with my gut.
Most expensive to least expensive.
Most to least.
I think I'm just going to do a word association game next week because they're quicker, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
And you can't do them.
Yeah. On rubbish.
But this is better because people at home get to potentially play along.
Yeah.
But this is the good one because they'll never get to find out what score they got.
Yeah.
Super good. Right.
Okay.
It's me first, isn't it?
We're going Craig first this time, most to least expensive.
Ah, shit. Okay. Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen.
Are you pleased with this? I've gone exactly the same.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, and that was both right as well.
So... what do you do now, Tom? Hey, you're in charge, mate.
Well, there is other ones, but there was joint. Okay, so how about instead we'll go who out of those? This is a better way of doing it. Who out of those scored the most goals last season?
Okay, it's the tiebreak. What if we both get it right here, Tom?
Well, you won't. Well, you might do. There's one more potential for this. So last season, who scored the most goals? Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen.
It's so hard not to say Milligan Cleese ever after every single one.
Who scored the most goals?
Okay.
Ash.
Mahrez.
Craig.
Are we not doing all four?
No.
No, just the most.
Okay, Mahrez.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it was Mahrez, yeah.
Okay. And then, well, then we go to second, obviously.
Okay, yeah, okay, so second, yeah, good shout.
I didn't even think
about
second.
Good shout.
Okay. No, you can't just make up the rules.
No, that's a good shout. That's a good way of doing it.
I'll go first, obviously. It's only fair.
Who scored the second most?
Yeah. I'll wait till Ash is written. I'll go.
So, you said Mahrez, so it's between Sanchez, Ozil, Eriksen. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me first, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, yeah. You go first.
Sanchez.
Sanchez.
I got Sanchez as well.
Yeah, Sanchez. Okay, and then the other two were joint, so that's the same. Okay, so we're going, now this is the last possible category. It's all colour-coded, I didn't really, I'll show you afterwards, I'll take a photo of it. Right, okay, last one, Craig's losing his mind. Okay, last one, who scored? There is a joint in this as well. Who scored the most goals in the 2014-15 season?
Fucking hell.
I feel like I've let myself down with a quiz. I did a poll during the week about what was your favourite quiz. Everyone went Supermarket Sweeper. They bloody loved it.
Yeah, out of your quizzes.
Yes, I know. I only put four on. And I've done four. Okay, who scored the most goals 2014-15 season? Ash, you go first.
Sanchez.
Craig.
Sanchez.
Fuck. Okay. Okay, second. Who scored the second most goals? So that would be out of Ozil, Mahrez, Eriksen.
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 Oh, it was. And the other two draw. So that's it. There's literally nothing else we can... There's nothing else.
The first ever Gaffer Tapes quiz draw.
That's the first ever draw.
Don't say like it's an achievement. It's because it was shit.
It wasn't great.
I think, to be fair, we did quite good. We answered, we pretty much got every question right.
I had a thing where you could use your 50-50 as well. We didn't use that. Okay, so...
So do we both get a point, or do we neither of us get a point?
No, I think you should both get a point.
So it's 3-2.
Talk it out. 3-2. It's good. No one's a loser, apart from me. And the listeners. And the listeners.
They cannot wait till I'm back on quizzes.
Oh, we've got to ask them to vote for us in the FBAs now.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Despite that, if you're still with us...
Pretend that didn't happen and vote for us in the FBA's this best football podcast.
Tell you what, go back to the beginning, listen to the first 20 minutes again, and then go, oh, that was good, and then vote for us. If you go on the website, footballbloggingawards.co.uk, vote in the podcast category for us, for the Gaffer Tapes. That would be amazing. We'd really appreciate it.
See if we can get nominated. Than that, just thegaffertapes.com/vote.
Oh, perfect, yeah. Gaffertapes.com/vote. Or you can vote on Twitter still, Tom, can't you, this week?
Yeah, our pinned tweet, you just copy and paste the pinned tweet. Has to be exactly, but yeah. And that's it. By the time this comes out, yeah, we'll only have a few more days and that'll be it.
So please do it. But yeah, literally as we're finishing recording, Ben Jackson just tweeted us, really struggling with who to transfer out for Aguero. Please help. Sorry, mate. You got in too late next week, and it's too late. We can do it then.
We've got a tweet from McStaney from South Africa asking us a question as well. And too late for that, mate. Sorry.
So we put out the request, but, you know, we can dick about, but punctuality, it's important. So, you know, let's get that straight. But no, please do tweet us all your teams, #balls, when you've had a go at your teams, and let us know what you're doing with Aguero. Are you getting him in? Are you not? And what are you going to do to get him in for this week? And are you going to captain him? Is anyone going to triple captain? Is this the week? Who knows? Tweet us at The Gaffer Tapes. You can email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Feel free to write us any fan blogs or anything like that. And just get in touch. And good luck with game week 6. That's about it, isn't it?
You can email me Tom @thegaffertapes. Just tell me that it's not, my quiz wasn't as bad as I'm worried that it is now. Like, I'm going to feel really depressed when I'm driving home.
No, it's good.
It looks better than it is. I'll take a photo of the pit of it. I did colour coded it and everything.
There's no Neil vs Real, but it was
alright.
No,
it wasn't. Oh. It'll be better next week, don't worry.
Yeah.
That's a promise. So, thanks very much and goodbye.